I've got a cooking question for you. Do you like a good marinade? When it comes to grilling, frying, roasting, smoking, baking, or broiling, many love and rely on the process of marinating. It's a great way to add flavor and moisture to almost anything you cook. There are tons of marinades for chicken, like lemon ginger, honey garlic, curry, barbecue, and more. With each one, you can take the same cut of meat and make an entirely different recipe with each one. One of my favorite steaks of all time is called the Steak Maui. It's a ribeye steak that is marinated for 3 days in a glorious mixture of soy sauce, sugar, pineapple juice, apple cider vinegar, garlic, and ginger. When I first tried it years ago, I was blown away. It was packed with flavor, and each bite literally melted in my mouth. Just talking about it makes me hungry for it. The process of marinating is simply soaking meat prior to cooking, but there is also science behind it. Acids, enzymes, and seasonings in a marinade add flavor as well as weaken muscle tissue to make a cut of meat extra tender. The key to marinating is to let whatever you're cooking sit for the time required to let the marinade do its job. If you do that, the end result is worth it. You can't rush the process. We have a tough time sitting still, don't we? I know I do. It's easy to rush through most days. Think about how you spend your time. When you do get still and take something in, is it good for your soul? Is it nourishing to your spirit? Take a look at your phone and see how many hours of screen time you've spent today. There's a marinade. What about the shows you binge watch? That's a marinade. Nightly news, podcasts, commentaries, or authors soak into our thinking and ultimately will shape our worldview. Be aware of what you are sitting in. Every day we are soaking in either more things of this world or more things of God. I personally want to dig more into the marinade of God's word and let his truth soak in deep so my heart is softened to those in need, so my mind is guarded with the truth, so my soul is strengthened by the promises of God. For that result, that flavor, I must sit in the presence of God. David wrote in Psalm 130, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, in his word I do hope." Joshua 1:8 reminds us to keep the book of the law always on our lips, meditating on it day and night. That sounds like a 24-hour marinade, doesn't it? Here's a verse we can marinate in today. Deuteronomy 32:2. "Let my teaching fall like rain, and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants." There is nothing like fresh rain on dry, cracked earth. Allow God's word to soak in like rain. Let it cover you each morning like dew. Listen, be still, and meditate on the truth. Allow the living water to soak in like a summer rain, and new growth will begin in your life as you marinate in the words like a tender plant after a downpour. God wants us to be still, hear his voice, and soak in his love and truth. When we marinate in his word, we will be full of the flavors of his love. That's the truth. Marinate in the words of Deuteronomy 32:2. You'll be refreshed and renewed as you soak up more God flavors to share with those around you. I'm Lori Klein.